I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Decisions by the U.S. and South Korea have silenced 80% of foreign radio broadcasts reaching into North Korea. Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says fewer broadcasts makes the remaining Christian content easier for North Koreans to find, but it also means the regime has more resources to block that content. VOM Korea is adding a fifth daily broadcast of scripture and sermons, so pray for the gospel to reach North Koreans. And yesterday, we mentioned the Milan Congress of 1880 and its harmful impact on deaf education. Decisions made at Milan removed access to sign language, which stopped deaf students from learning. In a similar way, deaf communities today are cut off from the gospel because it's not available in the language they understand best. Door International meets this need by training deaf missionaries and translating scripture into sign languages. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.